Now, I want to say to you that as Jesus goes into the water today, he doesn't need to be baptized, but he goes there to show us the way and to lead us so that when we were baptized, that same water would touch us and we would be blessed. And there are four gifts that I want to just mention, four gifts that Jesus goes into that water to get for us. He gets these gifts for us. And I'm going to just go through them. And there's four of them, and they all begin with the letter A. The letter A. You know how your pastor loves alliteration. So they all begin with the letter A. Now, as Jesus goes into that water, the text says this. It says that he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and came upon him, and the voice from the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, and I am well pleased in him." So four gifts. The first gift is access. Access. To have access means that you can get into something, right? The door isn't locked. If the door is locked, you can't get in, can you? But if the door is unlocked, then you can get into the room and you have what we call access to the room. Now notice again, church, as soon as Jesus comes out of that water, what do we hear? The heavens were opened. The heavens were opened. Young people, someone say access. Access. I didn't hear that. Access. And then just say the heavens are open. You see, the doors are unlocked now. Up until this time when Jesus came, the heavens had been closed. And when a person died before Jesus, they had to go to a place called limbo, where they were kind of in a waiting stages, waiting for the Messiah to come. It was a sad place. It was a place where you have bad dreams and you kept waiting, and it was a gloomy place. You couldn't go to heaven before Jesus came. Do you know that? Before Jesus came, when a person died, they couldn't go to heaven. They had to go into a waiting room, a kind of a gloomy place that the Hebrew people called Sheol. And it was not a very pleasant place. Okay, it's like living in the basement next to the boiler room or something. It's not a pleasant place, okay? But now, notice, Jesus comes up out of the water, and the text says the heavens were opened. It's okay to say hallelujah. The door is unlocked, and the door swings open, and we have access. Access. Praise the Lord. So the first gift that comes to us in baptism is access. Jesus goes into the water and he gets this gift for us, that the heavens are going to be open for us again. Access to the Father. All right, so I want to just read you another text that talks a little bit about it. It just says this: "Therefore, since we now have been justified by faith in Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we have obtained access to the grace in which we now stand." And so again, access to God and to the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. So the first gift is access. The second gift is anointing. That the text says that the heavens are opened, and now the Holy Spirit comes down upon Jesus with an anointing. Now, the word anointing refers to when you were baptized, and some of you older ones have also been confirmed, but when you were baptized, the priest didn't just pour water over you and baptize you. He then came along with holy oil on his thumb, and he anointed your head with oil. He anointed you with oil. And that anointing is a symbol, or a sign, if you will, that now the Holy Spirit dwells in you like a temple. Someone say, "I'm a temple. I'm a holy place because the Spirit of God dwells in me." So when you were baptized, you weren't just washed clean of sin, but the Holy Spirit came upon you and you were anointed in recognition of that fact. To receive the Holy Spirit in the church is always celebrated by a gift that we call anointing. when you were confirmed, all of us who are older and have been confirmed, once again, your head was anointed with oil because the Holy Spirit came upon you in a special way at confirmation to prepare you to witness to Jesus. You already had the Spirit, but now the Spirit comes upon you for an even more special purpose. But we always celebrate the anointing with oil, the presence of the Holy Spirit. So, the first gift that the Lord gives us is access. The second gift that He gives us is anointing. I want to just read you one other text about anointing. It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "Don't you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." Someone say it again. I'm God's temple. I'm a holy place. The Holy Spirit of God lives in me. So, in baptism, the first gift you got was access. The second gift, anointing. Now, the third gift that the Lord gives us is acknowledgement, or approval, we might say. It says here in this text, it says that this acknowledgement that the Lord gives us, Jesus heard these words from heaven, and everyone around him when he was baptized heard from heaven the Father's voice saying, "You are my beloved Son. You are my Son." Well, guess what? Because you're in Jesus, you're also God's Son. You're God's child. You're God's son. You're God's daughter. Someone say, "I'm a child of God." You become the very child of God. You become a member of God's family. And you know what happens? When you're a member of the family and there's an inheritance, you get your share. Someone said, "Lord, I've got my share." You become, in baptism, a child of God. God acknowledges you as one of His own dear children. And all the blessings of heaven will be yours. Do you know that when you're a child in the family, you can walk in the door and go into the house, can't you? And you're fed there in the house, and you're taken care of. Well, guess what? God has let you into this house, and He's going to let you into the house of heaven one day. You are a child of God. And in baptism, the Lord gives you this great and wonderful gift. Listen to what Galatians chapter 3 says. "You are the sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you were baptized into Christ, and you clothed yourself with Christ." Someone say, "I'm a son of God." Because we're in Jesus. And yes, you say, "But I'm a daughter, Father." Well, all right, we'll let that happen too, all right? Amen. But you are God's child. Once again, think about that for a minute. You have dignity. People might call you everything but a child of God. Remember that you are a child of God, because you're going to go through life and people will often call you everything else but a child of God. And you just have to remember, I am God's child. And so it is that always remember your dignity. Now look to the person to the right and to the left of you for a minute. Just take a minute. Just take a look at them. Guess what? They're God's child too, aren't they? So you have dignity, and so do the people next to you. They're God's children, and you're God's child. So the first gift that God gives us is access. The second gift He gives us is anointing, which means the Holy Spirit, and the third gift He gives us is acknowledgement. And then finally, the fourth gift is approval. Because the Father says, "I am well pleased in you. I'm well pleased." Now, one of the gifts that we talk about in baptism, I'm going to get theological for just a minute, just for a minute. But one of the gifts that we get in baptism is to have our sins washed away and to receive something called sanctifying grace. Can someone say sanctifying grace?
Sanctifying grace.
Someone say, "I'm sanctified. I'm holy. Not because of me, but because of what God did to me." So in baptism, we receive this approval because of God's gift, and it is His gift. It's not something we can achieve. It's something that we have to receive. But God gives us the gift to become sanctified, to become holy, and to be someone who is, He can say of all of us, I am well pleased in you. We receive the approval of God as a gift of God's grace. So once again, young people, just say it again. I'm sanctified. I'm made holy by Jesus. So, four gifts today we've talked about with baptism. Four gifts. Again, access. Because the heavens are open. Someone ought to say, praise the Lord. That's a very good thing that the heavens are open. So there's access. We say it again, access. All right. There's anointing. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you like a temple. Once again, say it, I'm God's temple. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. So access and anointing, acknowledgement. Someone say it again. I'm the child of God. You may call me anything but. But I am God's child. And then finally, we have this approval, this sanctifying grace. Just say it again. I'm sanctified. Are you happy you've been baptized? If you haven't been baptized, run. I didn't say walk. I said run to the nearest church, to the nearest Catholic church right here, and get started. Get started. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking. There are just too many blessings that come from baptism. And if you have been baptized, and I'm going to presume that just about all of you have, I wonder if you know the date of your baptism. All right, got some hands have been. Now, for me, it's easy because I was baptized the same day I was born. You know, the doctor said, he's not going to make it. This one's going down. He's going to die. So the nurse ran and got the priest, and the priest baptized me right there 1 hour after I was born. Well, you can see I made it. Yes, Lord. And I am prospering. But I want to say to you that most of us were baptized some number of days or weeks after we were baptized. And I hope that you'll take a minute and look up the date. Because as important as it is to celebrate our birthday, it's also important to celebrate the day of our baptism. Because in our birthday, we got born into this world. But in our baptism day, we got born into heaven. And we received, here we go again, access, anointing, acknowledgement, and approval. That was a great day, the day we were baptized. Amen? Someone say, that was a great day. So again, the great gift of baptism. And if you know somebody that isn't baptized, just say, look, it's just too good. Don't block your blessings. Someone say, take me to the water. To be baptized. Oh, Lord, I know that you just take me to the, you've taken me to the water already. But I just want to renew, Lord, the thanksgiving for my baptism. I want to say, thank you, Lord, thank you for having brought me to the water. And in just a few moments, after the opening of the doors, we are going to renew our baptismal promises, and you're going to get wet. We're going to sprinkle you with some holy water. And it's just another way of saying, take me to the water, Lord. Oh, once again, Lord, just wash me and renew me. Oh, Lord, just always, every day, remind me of these great gifts I've got, the great gifts. Lord, take me to the water every day, let me renew the great gift of my baptism. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right.